Hi, I'm Scott Hanselman. This is Azure Friday. We're here with Liam Cavanaugh talking about Azure Search.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
No, thank you. So what is Azure Search?
So Azure Search is one of our newer services within the Azure platform, and the purpose of it is to really make it easy for a developer to add a great search experience to a web application, mobile application, whatever they might be building.
Mm-hmm. And is this just like, you know, I've done full text search in SQL Server. This is kind of what I call a poor man's search, where right. I just put a bunch of text in a column and select star like.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, a lot of people, when they first start looking at search, you know, that's the obvious first step, is to think, okay, I want to allow my users to put in a word and then find similarities. So in SQL, it's that like command. So there is the whole idea of making that quick and finding those terms fast. But as you drill into search, what you find is there's a lot more to it. Like, for example, in the search box, as you're typing into that search box, mm-hmm. you want to give them suggestions to help them find what they need. When you look at the search results, often you'll see on the left sidebar, mm-hmm. there will be these, what we call them facets. They're really just categories. So if I want to drill into, I'm on a retail site and I want to look for black shoes, I want to drill in on the manufacturer or the size. So all that. But then there's a lot more even to it behind the scenes. So, you know, handling spelling mistakes. Have you ever gone to a site and you misspelled a word and you're looking for that product, you can't find it? Well, you just go to the next site, right?
Exactly.
So they may very well have it. It's just you misspelled it. So being able to handle those things so that you don't lose customers is really key.
Okay. And is there a crawler? Can I have the search run into my website and look at my pages? Or is this something where I have to feed it my data in a certain format?
Yeah. This service that we offer is purely an API service. Mm-hmm. You interact with it using REST-based APIs. And what you do is you send to us the content that you want to have indexed. So you format it in a JSON document, and we'll show an example of this in a minute. But you put it into a format that we can receive. We index it, and then through our API, you call it. So as opposed to a crawler, which is traditionally pulling data, which can often have time constraints to it, mm-hmm. what we do is we allow you to push the data and make it very quick to allow you to see those search results come up.
And how does this compare with things like Elasticsearch and Lucene and Solr and other kind of search products?
Yeah, so that was one of the primary reasons why we created the service. So Elasticsearch, Solr, all built on Lucene, are really excellent search technologies. But what we found with a lot of our customers is that there's a lot of difficulty around maintaining those systems or even tuning it based on what's important to you. So what we did is we looked at how can we provide this type of capability, but in a more fully managed way. So we are now at the point where if you have a really busy day, you know, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, something like that, and you need to have additional search capabilities, mm-hmm. you can simply move the dial. We will provide you more units of capacity so that you can handle that demand. And then at the end of it, you just scale down. So you only pay for what you need.
So it really is, it's search as a service. I don't have to think about defragging my database or
exactly
stuff. It's handled.
Exactly. We take care of all the maintenance and the tuning. I mean, the whole idea of providing insights to your data is really important. So if you're searching through a product listing, and somebody types in a word, you might want to say if they find that in the product name, mm-hmm. that's more important than if you find it in the description. So being able to control the information based on what's important, yet also improving that user experience, is very powerful. And in a lot of systems, that's very difficult, but we've made a big effort to try to simplify that.
Cool, let's see a quick example.
Okay, so what I'm showing you right now is the Azure Preview Portal, mm-hmm. And that's where you go to provision a search service. And I'm just gonna quickly show you how this concept works, and then we can jump into some code on how it all goes. So all you do is you choose New, and down here in this list, you choose Search, and we'll bring up the ability to allow you to provision your own search service. So this allows you to get your own dedicated capacity. So we'll call it Scott H, because this will be your service. And we have two different options. We have a free tier. So this is just a sandbox environment that allows you to test and play the service with around 10,000 documents. Mm-hmm. But more realistically, what people are using is the standard service, where it's dedicated capacity, it's stackable units. So you can scale it up as you need to, whether you need more queries, or more documents. And then you simply choose the location that you want that service to be in. We're right now in 8 data centers across the world, which makes it great for global companies where they want to reduce their latency to their users. You know, they can direct their search requests to that location that's closer to them to get the search results really quickly.
Okay.
So that's kind of a quick look of how to create a service. I'd actually previously created one. And I thought what I could do is show you how we can interact with that service and start using it. So this is a dedicated service I'd already set up. Mm-hmm. There's two things that people will want to make a note of. The first is the keys. So this is how, through our API, you authenticate to the service. Mm-hmm. You say, this is who I am. It's a key right there that you can copy and paste, put into URL. We'll see that in a minute. And then also, when you make your request, you're also going to be referring to this URL right here. Mm-hmm. So let's switch into Postman and let's see how that all works.
Yeah, I see you have a whole bunch of indexes in there.
That's right. I've been doing a few demonstrations, so we'll try loading up a few. So this right here is Postman. It's a Chrome plugin. I like it because it really shows how you can interact with the service. You can just see what's going to the service, what's coming back. So this is a great tool for developers to start trying out the next steps.
Right, kind of a query analyzer for REST.
Exactly. Perfect. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to create an index, the index being where we host the data that's going to be searched. Okay. And what I did is I downloaded a list of trails in Washington State.
Like hiking trails.
Exactly. I downloaded this from the United States Geological Service, just huge set of trails. There's around 400 and something. But it's a great way for us to start playing out with search. Mm-hmm. So in this index here, and I'm going to zoom in here just so you can see. You can see in this URL, we have, first of all, we're pointing HTTPS. Everything you do when you interact with the service is over SSL.
Okay.
It has that search service name we were just referring to. And I'm going to be creating an index called Trails. Also over here, you'll notice on the right side, we always provide an API version. Mm-hmm. So that means that whenever we update the service, you know, it doesn't break a customer. They can just update to the latest capabilities whenever they need to.
Hmm.
And then over here, we have the JSON content that defines the schema of the index. So we have an ID, unique identifier for the trail. We have the name of the trail, the county it's located in. And we even have a geography point, so we can do spatial searches to
and
find trails.
You're using the Entity Data Model. This is the one that we're familiar with SQL Server and
Exactly.
Entity Framework.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So the API, it follows very much an OData style.
Hmm.
Capability. So if you're familiar with that, it should be easy to use this as well.
So I may already know how to use search.
You probably do.
Okay,
probably
cool.
So let me execute this search. And
Window minus.
Thank you. Hit Control. So we're going to create that index, which we've done.
Okay.
And now let's put some data into it. So once again, if I zoom into this, we can see here that it's JSON content. This time, what we're doing is we're sending in as documents.
Mm-hmm.
And it just has a list of items. So it's a batch. So the name value pairs is the ID equals this. The name of the trail is that. And then we can pass that in as well.
I see. And you set that up just in the shape of the schema that we saw previously.
Exactly. And so what we can do is you can send the whole set of fields, or if you need to make individual updates, you can just send those individual fields to make it really, really quick.
Okay. Using that ID as the primary key.
That's right. And that's how you can refer to it.
Okay.
So we can merge or upsert type capabilities as well.
Okay.
So I'm sorry.
Is the index immediately ready? You just updated that. Can I start searching right away?
You can. Now, traditionally, it takes a couple of seconds before it comes searchable.
Mm-hmm.
If you're doing the initial upload and you're sending millions and millions of documents, you know, it could get queued up, so it might take a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
But we really try to optimize this so that as you make changes, the searches are available quick.
Mm.
And that's important in a lot of places where, you know, imagine you're updating your sales and inventory numbers. You need that reflected really, really quickly.
Yeah.
So we try to make it super quick. So let's just look at a couple of quick searches to see how this works. So all I'm going to do is I'm referring to the index, and I'm going to search for the word point. So imagine I have my website. Somebody was looking for a trail. It has the word point in it.
Okay.
So We can search that and zoom in. We can see the results that come back. And if I zoom in on that, you can see here we have the ID, the name of it. We found it in the word there. Mm-hmm. So that's a very, very simple full text search, super quick. I mean, not a lot of documents, but it's still.
Now, if I were writing a web page, I probably wouldn't call this directly. I would do my post to my web page, and then I would treat the search as a service available, make just a REST call using my standard REST client. I could use this from anywhere, not just .NET.
You could. It doesn't matter. And there's a lot of examples that the community have created, PHP examples. I just saw recently somebody showed how they tied Azure Search into their WordPress site, so that they could do the search of that.
Wow, okay, cool.
Yeah, so there's a lot of different examples where it makes sense. So what I can do is, let's make it a little bit more interesting. And this time what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna search for the point, but I'm gonna use something called hit highlighting. And so I'm going to highlight the name field. So if I find that word, we're going to highlight that. Hmm. So I'm gonna send that in. We get the results, and we can see here how we put these tags around it so that you can imagine where if you show your results, you can very easily highlight to your users to find the content. You can do filtering. This, if you're remembering the OData,
right,
this will probably look somewhat familiar where I can say, I want to filter where the elevation field is less than 100 meters.
And what is the search star? Is that search all fields?
Oh, good point. Yes. That is just search for everything, but I want to filter, so I only bring my results back that are less than 100 meters high. So we send that in, get the results, and we can see here the elevation. We're only going to bring back the results.
Right, and I see you've got the geo points are coming back. I could already imagine how easy this would take me, maybe just a few minutes to plot this on a map.
Exactly. Yeah, so maybe what we can do is one of the next sessions we can take a little bit more detail at some of the geospatial and how we can tie that into this as well.
That's a great idea. Okay. We're digging into search on Azure here on Azure Friday.